Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We're cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We're cooling out.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Cooling Out. Kev is unprofessional. No, I'm joking. What's up, man?
What's up, man?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right, man. You know, I guess we have a new president-elect, you know, Joe Biden. I mean, let Trump tell it it's not official yet, but I guess
we
have.
Got there legally.
I can't tell. It's not legal. I can't tell. Nah, he got too many illegal votes. That's what he said. You count the legal votes, I easily win.
He on the road to 270 still. He just picked up three today.
You got Alaska?
You got Alaska. Came out strong.
Okay.
Biden out here, he playing an administration on the false pretenses.
I don't know how to explain it, man. I mean, the election took forever to start. Forever. Like,
from Tuesday at 7 when they started counting until 11:25 Saturday a.m. Saturday.
Oh my,
yeah.
God. Bro, I've never like consumed so much political like commentary and TV in my life. Like when I say I had election fatigue, like I pray for the people in Georgia that they still gonna go vote in that Senate runoff. Cause like I never wanna hear nothing about politics again. Don't talk to me until 2024. Like it's over. Like mentally I'm just zapped. I was like, oh my God, people who like talk about this and watch this every single day, there's no way.
Well, for the people of Georgia, I already see politicians applying extra pressure on them. The work isn't done yet, so good luck to them.
Facts. Was it January? January 5th, I think, is the runoff?
Yeah. So, but
yeah, it's some time ahead of y'all. Make sure y'all get out there and vote.
No, I'm still weeding myself off of CNN. I still look now. I'm like, damn, I'm still hooked.
You're accustomed now. I mean, nah, yeah. like, I ain't going to hold you. I told you, like I live in Charlotte now, so ain't much for me to do. I like my candles, you know, every now and then, get the vino and out the decanter, you know how we do. And there's not much on TV now. So, like, especially, like, on a Tuesday and Wednesday where there's no football, I'll put the CNN on it or the MSNBC on in the background, listen to it. See what they're talking about, you know, and enlighten myself to things that I really can't change anyway.
Yeah.
But it is kind of interesting to, like, know what's going on in the world.
Yeah, it is very interesting.
But I can't do it every day, though.
I still check in on a daily still.
You got to. You hooked now.
Yeah, I'm going to look back and see. These were the starting stages of me.
Oh,
man.
I would say you wash now.
Yeah.
All you do is watch CNN, check your credit, and check your bank account.
Halloween, man, threw me for a loop.
Said, where am I? I don't believe. Yo.
Still Halloween. Ain't recover. But,
yeah.
But Saturday, man, I think like around either 9 or 10, I was watching NBC, to your point.
Yeah.
And I don't know the anchor that was there, but he was like, this is getting ridiculous at this point. 'Cause because the Biden returns from Pennsylvania were like 80 to 85%.
Yep.
Like per every count coming back. So he's like, somebody call it. And then like an hour or two later, breaking news.
Who's the first to call it?
I was watching, I don't know the first. I was watching CNN when it happened. So I that's actually a good question. I don't know. I was watching CNN.
Okay.
And then I was like, okay. Then I heard the screams outside. I was like, all right, knowing this city, let me go on Twitter. And I just searched NYC in all areas of the city. Woo!
Banging pots and pans.
Banging, yeah, yelling, honking, outside hugging
random strangers. I'm like...
People were dying.
Never seen New York was so friendly.
Bruh. I'm talking dance parties in Prospect. I saw in Prospect Heights near the park. Spike Lee out here popping champagne. I saw.
You step outside? You know,
later on, I did, like around like 4 to 5.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I went. Yeah, avenue near me that they do like open streets.
yeah,
the whole thing was cleared off. As you walk down, people are eating. They're out just cheering. And as you walk down, there's a DJ. There's in the street and then a big ass dance party. And then you just hear people popping champagne. Yeah, it was a. And that's another thing. The weather was, it was like 70 degrees too on Saturday.
It was meant to be.
Yeah, it's just one of those days you just don't forget. That energy. And yeah, everybody was just. It was good to see. All right, but it was good to see.
Love New York.
Because at that point, I'd been watching these clips online for about 6 hours or so. Like, let me go get some of this. Let me go take a stroll. So
let me go. Let me get out in these streets. Yeah.
See what's going on, but
I didn't get that kind of energy down here.
Well, you acquired something else.
No, I mean, But, you know, Carl was down here, so, like, we were, like, so shit got announced at, like, 11, 25 or something, somewhere around that time. So we were downstairs just chilling. And we were just talking, like, yo, like, because we went out the night before, so, like, yo, like, we're going to hit the streets, but we're not in a rush to get outside.
Mm-hmm.
So that shit got announced, we was like, all right, bet. Let's go outside, because people going to be lively, going to be some energy. The spot we ended up going, like, was lively just in general, but I didn't get a feel... You know, either like either negative or positive. It's very neutral about the announcement of the election. But also, I live in North Carolina, so like, which is like, based on you know the returns, was like a very close state.
Yeah.
So it's cool. I'm just glad I ain't see no hoods and nothing crazy out there.
Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah, Saturday was wild. Now. The fallout is nuts. Like, you got Trump. He's not conceding, contesting every potential close state. Close meaning, like, within, like, 50,000 votes. Nuts. Just filing lawsuits left and right. And
you firing got, people. Calling firing people that speak against him.
Yeah, you got the GOP not acknowledging Biden's win yet. Just, oh, it's yeah, nuts. That's crazy.
Yeah, world leaders coming before.
I saw it today. Yeah, more world leaders have congratulated Biden within the GOP. I think it was like 5-3.
It just fits the year we're living in. It's crazy.
Yo, it's nuts. It's crazy.
Craziness, but.
Oh, man. But, I mean, that's really all I have on that.
Yeah, it was just, yeah. Great weekend, and now back at it.
Yeah, man.
They just announced some shutdowns today.
Oh, in New York? Yeah.
In New York. I'm sorry. Yeah, let me not speak
to you. Yeah, I was going to say, nah, not here. I'm going to the gym in the morning.
Yeah, you sent me the news, yeah.
10 p.m.? That's not too bad. Because what was stuff was closing at 11 anyway.
Yeah. It's not... It hasn't really set in. I haven't really been doing anything since Halloween.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's not going into effect until Friday. So you really, if you go out this weekend, maybe you'll see a difference. But like,
not going out.
Things were closing at 11, so closing at 10 really isn't going to be too big of a difference, honestly.
I don't know. I don't see the the compelling reason, because it's starting to get a little cooler here finally. But that could just be a blip. But
so also, fine. Daylight savings is a different world now.
We knew someone this day would come.
But someone messed up the clocks this year, because it gets dark way too fast. Like, usually I don't cut the light. So I work right here in this room. And like this window right here, I literally just leave it open and I use the light all day. Bro, I promise, like 4:45, it's like dark as hell outside. I gotta like cut this light on in here. Same. Over the summer, it was like 7:15, 7:30-ish.
Yeah.
Did we only roll our clocks back 1 hour?
Yeah. I don't know why they keep doing this. Because to your point, I just use the natural light from my window. 4:45, I have to like turn on my lamp. It's getting so dark in here. I'm like,
Someone messed up the clocks this year. We are definitely off.
Especially depressing in a year like this. We don't need this. I don't know why they do it still, but yeah.
I don't remember getting this dark this soon ever.
Yeah.
4:45. It's dark, pitch black outside.
It's strange. Yeah. It's tough.
I mean, it's still 81 down here today, so, I mean.
I think it was like 70, but it was raining. And then tomorrow's going to be like a high of 62 and rain, so.
Yeah, tomorrow's supposed to be 77 and thunderstorm, so. Nice. I'm going to be stepping outside so I can feel that humid mist. Disgusting.
Oh, what a year. Anywho, I cut you off. What are you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say, so we started last week talking about the NBA being back, but we didn't have any key dates. Yeah. The rumors are going to start with, like, the dates.
No, the key dates.
Okay. So, key dates. The draft is now, I think we knew the story, but the draft is November 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Free agency opens up November 20th. And then the signings can begin November 22nd.
Right.
That's such a short time frame of things that need to happen. And the season starts on December 22nd. Like,
so that's next Wednesday then is the draft.
Yeah.
And then Friday, free agency starts and signings Sunday.
No complaints on my end. I'm just saying, like, that's a lot of things happening.
No, I'm with you, but that's what a pandemic does. But I'm glad to see things on paper now, and then you see the steam building up from that with all these different kind of rumors coming out. But I'm glad. I don't care that much about the draft. I'll get alerts about who gets drafted. I don't watch college basketball, so I just wait till people get to the league anyway. So I don't really have any like excitement about that. And then what I read is that this draft class isn't like the most spectacular, at least on paper. So I don't know. I'm more intrigued about the free agency, obviously, because all the rumors and also stuff we haven't heard, like how are these contenders and the short roll around window for, you know, our Lakers, like stuff like that. And like other contenders, what are they going to do? So that's the most intriguing thing for me. And also actually the Warriors, since they have a pick, but they're also a contender. So they're in a good position too. But
yeah, I mean, I think the Warriors are going to, So I don't really care about the draft. I do kind of want to see where LaMelo Ball falls.
Yeah.
Just because of all the hype around him. And then for the Warriors, it's like, I think they're going to come out with a bang. Just because they had so much time off.
Yeah.
And they're already like a great team. And they had all that time off. Yeah. So they're going to come out like probably the most rejuvenated and the most refreshed out of all the teams in the West, probably in the league. And honestly, I think there's rumors I saw on Twitter that the Lakers and the Warriors are going to face each other on Christmas because the Lakers and the Clippers are going to play on opening night. I would not be shocked.
I think we mentioned that last week.
Wouldn't be shocked if the Warriors like blew the Lakers out.
Blew us? Chill out.
I would not be shocked.
Kevin Durant's not walking through that door. Blew
us out.
It's not
about that. Listen, it's not about that. The thing about this, short turnaround. We just won the NBA championship. We have to put so much energy and effort into beating the Clippers on opening night. then turn around 2 days later and face the Warriors for your second game of the season?
3 days.
Okay, 3 days. I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't be shocked if they lost by 15. Yeah, like, not like they're not better than them, but more so just like disinterest or like a lethargic approach to it, just like being tired. And, like, I don't want, you know.
No, that's very valid. It's very valid. It'll be interesting to see how a team like the Lakers, how they come out, like how late AD and LeBron come out. No, you're right.
And you know the Warriors don't come out upbeat as shit. They don't come out because they got something to prove. Everyone forgot about them, et cetera, et cetera.
And they've been off again 9 months, mm-hmm. to your point. So
super fresh legs.
You're right.
I'm just, if it happens, I won't be shocked. I'm not going to, like, it's not going to, like, crush my confidence in the Lakers if I see it. Like, oh, wow.
So the Clippers, they've been off, what, about another one more month? A month more than the Lakers, right?
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, because
what is a typical? I was just trying to do in my head a typical off season, because some of these teams that went to the bubble still had a typical off season length. It's just so, I don't know what the NBA could do, but you can't even account for, like, the Lakers and the Heat. It's just tough, but I digress.
Continue. I don't care about the Heat. I'm just care about Bron.
Well, me too. I'm just I'm wrong if I didn't point. They face somebody in the finals. I just want to be clear. What they do over there doesn't concern me.
It does not. They gonna run themselves into the ground anyway.
I can't wait until we still won't know anything until like next weekend. So two episodes about? From now then. I can't wait to see the moves these people make.
Yeah. Especially the Rockets. Oh, my God. These latest rumors. First, it was like all this uncertainty around Russ and James Harden. And now we just got reports literally less than 30 minutes ago that James Harden is locked in and ready for the upcoming season. But now Russell Westbrook wants out.
Right. Yeah, I don't. Sorry. I saw, the reports from today that Westbrook and Harden were uncertain about the franchise because they weren't included in the franchise's future, like the calls that needed to be made. So I'm like, stuff like this leaks a week before free agency, that's not good.
Nope.
And then, right before we started recording, Westbrook wants out. So I'm like, okay, if he wants out, that just means
James,
the shoe falls.
James follow. Yep.
But then he's locked in. So that was a little perplexing, I'm not going to lie. Because I don't know what they're doing.
We got a new update.
Uh-oh.
Wait. Westbrook told the team he's uneasy about the accountability and culture and wants the floor general role.
Oh, okay. Then, he got to go. He just got to go. You got to go.
What's the accountability part, though?
I don't know. The coach is gone. And in general, everybody's gone except Harden. I thought they were childhood friends or something.
But maybe he's saying they're not holding Harden accountable for anything.
Oh.
Lack of defense and all that other stuff and just sitting there dribbling, shooting. I don't know.
I'm always intrigued. Is it really that bad? Where are you going to go that's going to – He was linked to the Clippers, but to even make that happen with his salary seems,
Who they have to give up to get him?
Where do we start?
Everyone. That's
gone. Yeah, to make up that $40 million salary. Lou Will got to go. Shamit. You might take four players.
And they don't have any more picks.
Not until we're in our mid-30s. Those are long gone, beloved.
What is that, 2026?
I think it's 2027.
That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm, but you love to see it.
Oh, I love it.
Playoff
P.
Love to see it.
Love it.
Yeah, but I don't think it's there because then I was just reading that Ryan Rosillo said that Kawhi was reaching out to Chris Paul to come to the Clippers, which is the same thing salary-wise. They don't make that much difference, which is why they got traded for each other, speaking about Chris Paul and Russell Westbrook. So,
and I'm sure Steve Ballmer doesn't care about being in the luxury tax, though.
That's true. Got your team. It's not for me. It's none of my business. But then Stephen A. was saying today Chris Paul didn't want to come to the Lakers, which I don't mind because I don't want to see gutted. He didn't. He didn't.
All right.
Which I didn't mind, but I find perplexing.
That ain't hurting me. That ain't
hurting me. No, not at all. I don't want us to gut. I want us to put an even more well-rounded team around the best duo in the league. That's what serves us better than gutting the team to get. It's not a guaranteed big three like if Kawhi had come.
Yeah, because our bench was already yeah. struggling.
Yeah, so. But speaking of, yeah, I don't know what Westbrook does. All right, we might get him.
Yeah, the
land of the undesirable contract.
Honestly, like, if we got him, I wouldn't be too upset. Because what does he have, 3 more years left on that contract?
I think
3 more seasons. He's not terrible. He's still a all-star. And
yearly injuries, the yearly knee scopes, they're becoming just.
It's better than us trying out Taj Gibson.
What was that?
Bobby Portis, Julius Randle. Yeah, RJ Barrett. Yeah. forgot about that kid in the lead. I forgot about that kid. The best dude on our team is what's that? The Mitchell kid, the tall guy, Robinson. Mitchell Robinson. Yeah, two first names.
The shot block. Oh yeah. Damn, it's bad. We just finished the 1920 season. He still got 3 more years, including a player option. 41.3.
Wait. The third year is the player option, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I was about to say, shit.
Yeah. But it's a big play. 41.3 next year, 44.2 the season after, and 47.
Yeah. So he definitely taking that.
In 22-20, without question. There's no way you don't take that. There's no way. So... You want that on our cap? For instance, next year's cap.
3 years? Yeah.
4. Okay.
Who else? No one else is coming to the Knicks. Like, no one.
I hope you got a good reputation around the league, Russell. I can't speak to I don't know.
I know what I'm saying, I'm saying, like, if we don't trade for him, we clearly have struck out in signing free agents in, like, the past 10, 15 years. Like,
he's about to be 33. Tomorrow. He's going to be 33 tomorrow.
Oh, damn.
You ready for this?
36? Huh?
That's the life you want for us?
Ah, shit.
I mean, if you just look at the stats, the counting stats are good. I didn't know.
He also has been playing with James Harden, though.
27-8-7. No, it's good. 47 from the field. Oh, that's good. 26 from three.
He trashed.
He needed to focus on his strengths.
He's trash.
Not that bad.
No.
That was he got a little better. He hasn't gotten back to the 80s, but he was 76%.
Okay, but I don't know how he fell off on the free throw line so bad.
I don't either.
He's been consistent. Like
27 points
for the season.
Yeah.
I didn't understand. I didn't know that either.
In 57 games. I mean, if he gets something like that, he'd probably be better with the ball in his hands all the time. I'll take him.
Who else we got? First of all, you want to take Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that anymore.
But no, I mean, at this point, for 3 seasons, to at least have, like, some life in MSG, that would be nice. Because, you know, Russ going to go all out, balls to the wall every single night, even if it's, like, to our detriment. Right. It'd be nice to see our team be competitive again because we are trash. I don't even watch the games no more.
Me either.
They're dookie.
Me either. Life's too short.
Yeah.
I don't deserve this.
Mm-mm. And it also is not like, first of all, we're not lucking up with free agents.
True.
Every year we suck, and then like the lottery balls are never in our favor.
No.
I don't know how much more we can suck and then still end up with an eighth and ninth pick. I don't get it. Like every single year.
No, you're right. You're right.
So it's like, try something else for 3 years. Because we got Russ and still end up with an eighth or ninth pick realistically. So what will be the difference?
Now you convinced me. I'm all aboard, which means it's not going to happen now. Well, if you want out, I don't. Sorry, go ahead.
No, no, no. I think getting Russ is better than getting Chris Paul.
That I'm kind of with you. Because for the purposes of just putting up an entertaining season for a team that's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And actually, but drag us to the playoffs, single-handedly, that's Russ. Chris Paul is just not. Kudos for what he did in OKC last year. Unexpected kudos, but.
You can't be 36?
Asking that much, of a 36-year-old that was never that flashy or athletic or offensively, like, possessed like Russell could get. So,
but yeah, and just for entertainment purposes, think about this. The Knicks are the eighth seed. The Brooklyn Nets are the one seed. We're going to lose, but you know how entertaining that shit would be? Russ going against KD again, Brooklyn versus the Knicks.
Uh-oh. I'm looking. The Athletic said – Russell Westbrook, I think this is good for us. Russell Westbrook wants to join a team where he could have a similar role as he did in OKC. Come on down. Ain't nobody going to step in your way. Ain't
nobody.
RJ Barrett reading this with tears in his eyes.
Yo, all you going to see is RJ. Clear out. Mitchell Robinson about to be the new Stephen Adams. Just a bunch of drop passes. Russ gonna be having triple dub season again.
Oh my god! All right, I'm building a little excitement. We got the pizzas. Let's just make it happen. Who else gonna take them? Oh no! Kevin Durant is reportedly recruiting Serge Ibaka to join the Nets. Nah, he left you. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
They have the cap room for that?
I guess it depends on how much surge.
Their owner's a billionaire, too. I forgot. Alibaba dude, right?
Yeah.
He low-key. He's one of, like, the real low-key owners in the NBA. You don't hear nothing from him.
Mm-mm. Well, we'll see. We're going to see a lot of these. Who knows what Bron doing in silence. So, I'll see what happens.
And I'll surge. I go to the Lakers, honestly. Like, even outside of just, you know, like, the championship potential just because. Go live in
L.A.
Yeah. LA. It's going to be brick in New York. Brick. At least in L.A. you can have your mansion.
With the duo.
Yeah, come on now. With the duo.
We'll see. I haven't seen with all these. Like Chris Paul of Phoenix, we'll get to shortly. I'm not seeing anything regarding the Lakers. That's all.
I mean, the only thing was that was the Serge Ibaka interest. Mm. But that was really it. But also, this isn't like a – like we did this a couple episodes ago. Like, this isn't like a bomb, like free agency class either.
There's some role players, though. We just need to shore up the bench and what we have.
If we can get like a Serge and like a Joe Harris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wish.
I feel good.
I wish. If we can.
I feel good about that.
With no money on our books, I would love that. I don't need much. I'm not star hunting. I wish.
I feel good about that.
Because, our team. How you feel about this, Paul? No, go.
I would say, real ski, as long as that happens. And, like, nothing nuts happens, like Harden goes to Brooklyn, then I think the league is still shaped up fair because then it's, like, everyone just has, like, a duo, like, not a triplet. Like, when the Warriors had fucking a quadruple at the time because Draymond was actually an all-star at the time.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So we'll see on that.
He bought a duos.
How do you feel about the Chris Paul of Phoenix talk?
I don't really care about it. I mean, it makes them more competitive. No, I really don't. I mean, it makes them more competitive. I did think that Phoenix was going to be better this year. Just watching them play, it's weird to say last season because it was a couple months ago. But in the bubble, like Devin Booker was balling. They won. They went 8-0. But also at the time, like, they were hungry. They were hungry to get into the playoffs. So I hope they bring that same exact energy into the new season. Chris Paul might push them a little more. And I wouldn't be shocked they made the playoffs, but that's really it.
I'm intrigued at that. That seems like a good fit for him if they want to take his contract. Booker and Aiden are 24 and 22. You know, solid duo. Booker gets even better. I like that, but yeah, the aim is the playoffs.
Yeah.
But if you get OKC to the fourth seed, I mean –
yeah.
Booker better than anybody that was on that OKC team.
I don't know why Chris Paul want to go there, though. Like, your career is winding down, beloved. You need to try to get a ring.
Beats a rebuild unless the Clippers.
I know, you need to try to get a ring.
I hear you. I don't get it either. I don't understand, but it's not my career.
This man about to move to Phoenix. I mean, ah.
That's tough.
He lives in Oklahoma City.
In your last years, even though you're still good, to just be going from town to town like a journeyman. Also a journey.
What's the man's – what is he making?
40 million?
Not an ounce of sympathy.
No.
I never feel bad for millionaires.
No.
Ever.
Oh, man. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how these progress, these rumors. And see what comes of them, really. Because it's always a lot of talk, and then it's like nothing. Also saw Drew Holiday to the Hawks.
That's not bad. Well, it's also like, was it 11? Well, no, free agency opens on the 20th. It's 9 days.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And then 11 days before signings, like, that's a very short period.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really just hope. I mean, I'm sure everyone was tampering with each other, people been working on phones ever since the season been over, probably before the season was over. And everyone was in a bubble together.
Yeah. You couldn't, but you couldn't stop tampering. Definitely happened. So,
I mean, they need to, the Hornets need to stop playing and get Russ here.
I don't have any time, man. Good luck to y'all. Good
luck to y'all. Nah, you're a Jordan brand athlete.
Great Terry. Point guard is like the only good thing of your team, actually, between Graham and Terry.
That's it. Trey Terry. Trey Terry.
Yeah. You want Graham, and Graham will never be the same if Russ comes. Might as well trade Graham, too. You'll never be the same. Yeah, Hurricane Rush come through, it's over.
He won't even touch the ball again. Damn.
No, don't even look at it. He turned into a spot up shooter.
Who else is on that team? Ugh.
Don't ask me about your team. Don't disrespect me like that. Don't ask me about your team.
It's disgusting. But now when they come down, when the Knicks come, because like I can watch them play here. And Russ is on the team.
True.
That'd be entertaining.
Oh, but you did mention, I saw them listing in potential suitors. Hawks, Hornets. Okay, this list might be.
That's not
Hornets, Bobby Marks. Let me cite people. Let me not just say I'm looking at Twitter. It's Bobby Marks that works at ESPN.
Okay.
He said potential suitors are Hawks, Hornets, Clippers, Lakers, Pistons, Knicks, and Suns.
None of those, half of those don't make sense.
Thank you. That's why, before I read it, let me cite the source first. So people
Only the Knicks and the Hornets make sense based on Russ saying that he wants to be in a role like he was in an OKC.
LeBron James better not pick up his phone. When he calls, he better leave him on red.
Russell Westbrook will be in a true third role position.
Not doing that.
On the Lakers and on the Clippers is questionable with playoff P. But
it's the gutting of the team. Our role players aren't that to even.
I'd much rather have two players. I'd much rather have like a Serge Ibaka and a Joe Harris than have Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, if you add him and have to subtract all the pieces that go away, does that really put us over the top? I don't know. Nope. And then his health, a lot of questions.
Mm-mm. Now the Hornets and the Knicks, they can take that risk.
Don't forget when we last saw Russ, he went out bad. You had the wives and kids section, the family section just laughing at him. He was mean mugging down how much?
New Yorkers love that energy, though, because we're delusional as fuck. Like, we love that energy.
I see why you're a lawyer.
Nah, we do. Rude New Yorkers. Like, we just love that energy. Be down 20. Look at him fighting.
Nah, you're right. It's New York spirit.
Delusional.
Yeah, that's true. Nah, you're right.
See, I can see the Daily News now. That's why we love Russ. He never quits.
Yeah. Him here makes sense. I don't see the Clippers thing.
That doesn't make any sense. They'll literally be swapping out Paul George for him, which would make them worse.
Nah, there's no way. Yeah. I was imagining that they keep the two All-Stars. If you swap out either Paul George, if you swap out Paul George, you might be worse.
Russ and Paul George already.
Yeah, and you're not trading Kawhi. I mean,
nah, come on now.
That's his team, yeah.
That would be the worst decision Steve Ballmer could ever make. Or Jerry West, whoever's up there now.
Well, bad luck to them. It's not my concern. Damn, poor Pat Bev. You heading to OKC, all that mean mugging and yelling?
Love it.
God good, ain't he?
Love it. Love it. What's good? You ain't got nothing to say now.
Remember he told Steph Curry this is his league now?
This man is crazy.
That would be crazy if that's how the story ends. You get banished to Oklahoma City. Who knows? Maybe nothing comes of these, but it'd be interesting. Yeah, this needs to hurry up and start.
Yeah, we're a week away now. We're more than a week away. about a week and a half.
What pick do the Knicks have in the draft? It's your sort of thing. Come on.
You know, I don't know. No, I promise I don't know, just because once they get past the top three, I'm like, whatever.
We got to trade that pick for Russell.
Can we get 8?
I really don't know.
We are the 8 or 9.
I thought we were like 6.
Might as well be 8 or 9 in this draft class.
Not valid.
NBA draft order.
Yeah, 8.
Told you.
Okay.
All right, the Hornets got 3. That's the Warriors got 2. That's disgusting. They're about to come up big. I really hope they mess that pick up.
Yeah.
Words I can't express how much I hate them. Like, I don't care. Like they're not like title favorites anymore. I just do not like them. The misery that they put me through over the years, they ruined a part of my 20s.
That's a fact. That's a fact, yeah.
As we head out our 20s, I'm thinking about all my times I was down bad.
Yeah, that latter half.
They played a part in that.
They signed him when we were 25. Sickos. Yeah.
Prom bomb. I mean,
you know they're about to trade that second pick then. Upgrade their team.
That would be nuts. They're going to end up, oh my God, if they end up with someone like Giannis, I promise I'm going to fucking lose my mind.
Actually, who knows? Who knows? I don't see that.
Nah, Giannis looked like he.
I hope it take more than that.
He'll blend in with the light-skinned world.
You can't give me Giannis and Draymond for – you can't give me the second pick and Draymond for Giannis. I'm going to need more than that.
Nah, obviously. Some – I don't know what's Wiggins on that team.
Are we going to end this podcast? Don't say Wiggins.
Nah, I forgot Wiggins was even on the team.
All right. Just be respectful is all I ask.
Nah, it'll definitely be like – do the Warriors have any future picks from people?
Come on, Jarrell.
Alright, cool. Nah, it'd be something stupid like that though, like a bunch of future picks. Especially if Giannis comes out and says, look, guys, I'm not re-signing.
Golden State's the only team he wants to go to. Oh God.
What the Bucks gonna do?
Nah, you're right.
You gotta get something back for him.
Draymond, you gotta get spiteful. Trade him to
Draymond,
Canada.
Andrew Wiggins. Number two pick. Sorry, that's disrespectful. Not a second round.
Yeah,
pick.
That is crazy.
Second round pick. Number two overall pick: Draymond and Andrew Wiggins for Giannis.
Ugh.
Yo,
I don't care what Giannis say.
No, you know them online trade simulators.
Yeah,
I want to propose that trade and see what they say.
Site under maintenance. Oh my God.
Draymond and Draymond wouldn't do it. They'd have to give up like Clay.
Yeah. They would. And then one of probably Draymond or Wick, they'll do Wiggins, I guess.
Yeah.
It would have
to Wiggins make too much.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Between Clay and him, that's like $60 million or something like that. You're right. Damn. Yeah, it'd have to be Clay.
Yeah, it'd have to be Clay, Draymond, and a number two overall pick.
Clay and Draymond? That makes sense, but there's no way they do. And a number
– So just Clay and number two, that's it?
I thought like a
– Then your team is, right, is Clay Thompson and Chris Middleton? Actually, I probably wouldn't be bad depending on who you take number two.
Well, your team, no. Oh, yeah, nah.
Because the number
Clay Draymond pick, and a number two pick. It's Giannis,
and,
though.
He was back-to-back MVP.
Yeah, back-to-back MVP. It should take back to get him. It I should, but saying. I don't know if it would. No, you're right. I agree. He ain't my cup of tea, but.
Yeah, I mean, he ain't mine either. Just ain't.
But don't make MVPs like they used to, though. I remember back in our day.
MVP. Back in our days.
No, let me stop.
And I'll be. What about. Wow. Nah, that'll probably. Yeah, that's probably what it would take to get them off their hands. But also depends on how adamant he is about getting out and telling people I'm not going to play, you know? I'm not going to stay.
Well, his immediate thing was that he was re-signing. And then there were them internet rumors about the Heat.
He unfollowed every single person on his team on IG.
That's strange. I still haven't heard an explanation about that.
If that ain't the most childish shit ever. Like,
yeah, and the only reason people ain't really report, they said, because he not from this country. I'm going to need more than that.
Instagram is worldwide. Is it because you ain't from America? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Unfollowing somebody is a universal language. Come on.
Universal. And everyone on your team, you don't rock with none of them?
Yeah, that was wild. Damn, what do they do? Yeah. Y'all come back to play in like 5 weeks. Y'all better get
that's
it together.
I'm saying that's a low key, like, underreported story.
You're right.
I would not be shocked if there's like some stupid bombshell. Giannis got traded or some shit. That would be nuts.
Oh, I'm excited.
It really makes sense, honestly. Who would make sense to trade? Miami. Miami has so many pieces that they could trade for.
You're gone, Tyler. Who else?
Tyler, Duncan, Robinson. No, that's two people. Maybe, though. Either Tyler Hero or Duncan Robinson. Like a Jay Crowder. For sure would have to go. And then, who else on that damn team? Nah, they ain't Bam getting Bam. They're not getting Bam.
They're not getting Bam. But what? They getting Jimmy?
Nah. Oh, they might have to give up Bam.
I don't know. I saw already was untouchable. He the only one that was untouchable.
If they got Bam, Jimmy Butler, and Greek Freak, that would be nuts.
That'd be nuts.
I don't know what the players they would trade for. Like, who they would let go besides Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, Jay Crowder.
They don't have picks. Yeah. No, you're right.
Derrick Jones. Like, you'd have to let go one of them.
Nah, you got to give me at least one of the stars. I don't care what Giannis say.
Yeah.
No, I'm lying.
Now, who else is on that? We feel like we just watched them play, and I like literally don't remember anyone on that team anymore. Kendrick Nunn is decent.
He decent. Yeah. Hero got to go. He definitely gone.
Oh, Hero definitely
gone. Hero gone.
Me and Muggle all the way to Milwaukee.
Damn. You down bad.
Them frigid temps went from South Beach.
And a good organization.
Facts. Pat Riley and them. To whoever the hell owns the Bucks, yeah.
And Chris Middleton.
Ah.
Nah, it's probably those. He's a nice guy. He's probably a nice guy.
He is a nice guy. I'm sure he is. I'm sure he. All right, wait. Let's do another trade simulation then.
Okay.
The rumors about James Harden to the 76ers.
I guess like a dead. And they want to keep the stars? I don't know. James Harden's a top five player. You got to give me Ben or Embiid. That has
who else?
To
all right, so those so either one and then who else?
I'm going to say Ben, Josh Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
I got to look at salaries.
Because I was going to say Tobias Harris. But I'm like, yo, he makes so much money.
Yeah, I don't know if I want. His salary is trending.
Yo, how can the Sixers afford all this money?
Albatross. Because Elton Brand ain't look at the
Al Horford, the Tobias, Joel Embiid. They still ain't give Ben Simmons his money yet.
I thought they did.
Oh, they did?
We'll find out. Because that sounds grisly.
Should have taken a Cal 101 class. That's just sound crazy. Al Horford got a four year 96, right? A 4-year 100, close enough.
Mm-hmm. Throw up a wicked 4-2. A legendary 4-2.
Yo, no outs in that contract. God bless him.
Oh no, this is bad, bro.
tell me.
Between the four of them, it's almost $120 million. Tobias 34.5, Ben Simmons 30.5, and B 29.5, and Al Richardson 27.5.
Al who?
Al Horford. I'm sorry, Al Richardson.
Niggas, I don't recognize who you are when you play no more. Al
Richardson. You can forget Richardson. A role player name. Sometimes you forget a role player name. My bad.
This man making $29 million to put up 4-2.
4-2. God, you got.
I've never seen someone fall off so quickly though.
Some people got it so good.
Cause last year he was like 13-10. I mean, the year before last when he was in Boston
on the Celtics. Yeah.
Yeah.
Harden making 41.2. In a crucial playoff game without Embiid playing, they need you. You can't even blame it on like lack of touches. They need it. Yeah.
Damn. His age is phenomenal.
Yeah. His agent deserves a bigger cut.
Facts. Right on time. As soon as he signed, he just like, talent level. He went into retirement. Wow, what are they going to do with him?
Yeah, I don't know how they get. Harden making 41.2, and I'm looking at this Rockets roster. Eric Gordon, Robert Covington, PJ Tucker, Daniel House, Austin Rivers, Ben McLemore. Other names we know. There's like a David something and a Chris Clemens. It's the team he locked in on.
Kev, I just about to say, like, where are they going next year? They might not even make the playoffs. I'm not even joking. You know how competitive the West is about to be? Even more so competitive than it was this past year. Nah, you got the Warriors coming back. You got Phoenix who's on the rise. You got New Orleans who you still can't sleep on. Mm-hmm. Dallas is going to be on the rise.
OKC definitely coming out.
Yeah, and then just Harden,
the Warriors going to take that.
Harden with a bunch of nobodies? Not nobodies. Eric Gordon's decent, but you know what I'm saying.
This is going to be a tough job to make the playoffs.
Like a 05 Lakers when it was just Kobe and Smush Parker.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough one.
Why is he locking into that?
I don't know. Your 41's guaranteed. You don't got to do this. You don't got to live like this, James.
It don't matter who signed that check. It's still coming to you.
Yeah, you don't got to live like this. Damn, yo.
You must be thinking about legacy.
I guess winning is no longer a part of that. I don't understand any of
this. I mean, I meant more so like, you know, stay with the Rockets, get your statue, get your, you know, be like one of the Houston Rockets, probably the greatest player to ever put on a jersey. Outside of Hakeem Olajuwon.
Okay, yeah, okay, thank you.
Yeah, relax, I got this.
Okay. Okay. My apologies.
And then, you know, get your jersey in the Raptors, be beloved in Houston for the rest of your life.
That's cool. You're going to make the Hall of Fame, and you're going to continue to be a wealthy man. You're right. That's all that matters.
That's the only thing I can think about, why he would want to go through this tumultuous season with this trash roster. While every other team around you is beefing up, you about to lose your only other all-star. And you got a brand new coach.
Yeah, and who's their GM now? Daryl Morey's gone. What are you locked in on? Your coach is gone.
Tillman must have whispered in his ear.
I got you after
you retire. I got you. Must have put some bug in his ear.
Got something set aside in the Caymans.
You say you think it's Adidas money and it's NBA money something? Just wait. Harden's like, all right, cool. I'll go bald for this. Nigga gonna have patches in his beard halfway through the season.
I don't understand these rumors then, because just today they were like he's like baffled about the team's future. He's unsure. Mm-hmm. They're both unsure about the team's future. Now he's locked in. Maybe you're right. Owner had to make that call.
Hey, sit still.
Yeah, I don't understand these.
I really don't know what else it could be.
And I ain't doubting Shams. Unless Woj, unless Woj correct them, then I'm going to have to ponder. That's when you get to the, whoa.
Well, lie, Shams been dropping more bombs than Woj lately.
Yes.
He been getting to the punch a little sooner.
He don't miss.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know. I won't put Woj in that number two spot, but he kind of, the Woj bombs ain't dropping the same. Kind of on the funk flex wave now.
I don't know. He might be getting in shape. His season's coming up.
We'll see.
This is his time.
We'll see.
All right. What was it, 12:01 p.m. Sunday?
Yeah.
During the NFL pregame show.
Yeah, you know I don't care.
Late note, you got reports from Woj back as early as that, I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, you know I don't care about that.
Come on, man. Okay. If you're waking up early to go do that, then we could talk offline.
I need to have an intervention.
How dark or early? Yeah, I don't care how cold or dark it gets.
Get up at 10 to watch Tony Gonzalez and Michael Strahan talk. For 3 hours before a game start. Yo.
Yeah, I don't need none of them. I'm good.
Them ratings must be terrible.
Trash.
3 hours. Show
is never in my calculations.
Yo, oh my God, I can't breathe. 3 hours of...
There's like an army of them too. Yeah. And it's still not entertaining. Terry Bradshaw, what?
Yeah, Randy Moss.
Howie Long. Yeah. Oh my God.
It's too many. 3 hours. And it's not entertaining at all. Oh man, yeah, no, I'll never get up early and watch that.
That's funny.
I watch CNN instead, bro.
Yo, you joking. I probably watch CNN instead.
I would. I might. And CNN can be very repetitive, but it's much better to watch that shit like that. They need to retool that or like just make come on at noon or something, because like.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Stop hating on these people. Let them make their money. Oh, man.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I guess that's it right now.
Yeah, that really is it. Until next week, we'll see if we get any more trade rumors. I'm going to come up with some more simulations in my mind, because I want to be ahead of the curve when it comes to trades rather than behind. Especially since we only have such a short window, so we can see if our guesses align with what might actually happen. That would be pretty cool.
Right.
And we can remember what the hell we said.
And let the record show.
Lakers better say something.
Well, let the record show what the Lakers have done to a couple teams. You got a couple teams soul searching.
So yeah, let the record show about the Lakers. We'll see. But yeah, so I think we touched everything for the night.
A couple of teams that cross paths with the Lakers. Now they're doing some soul searching.
Hey,
look at the Rockets now. Never the same.
Never the same. You know how Bron do. Big Bron come through, shut everything down.
It happens that fast. I remember after game one, they were gaining confidence, I believe they said. After game two, tied 1-1, they were gaining confidence.
Dead ass, everything changed after that.
That's so funny.
So you have to take the wait and see approach. Only 11 more days. Right. But as always, people, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys go rate, share, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Subscribe on all streaming platforms. We got the full-length episodes up on YouTube. Got the audio, Google Play, Stitcher, Cast, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts. Everywhere that podcast is streaming, Spotify. Everywhere that podcast is streaming, we are there. Until next time, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.